Welcome in to the first edition of the Daily Tap. I am your host, Charlie Trishler. You can find me at SnowTapWI. It's a website. You can also find that on Twitter, SnowTapWI, Facebook, SnowTapWI, Instagram, guess what, SnowTapWI. You can find it everywhere there. So basically, this is a new podcast. This is going to be under the SnowTap Network, under the Tapping the Keg brand. So I guess this is Tapping the Keg podcast presents the Daily Tap. Basically, what the Daily Tap is, it's a podcast that's going to be done near daily. That's featuring just me, about 10 minutes, maybe 15. It's going to be a recap of what happened that night. You know, it's not necessary. It's going to be a focus on Wisconsin sports. It's something you're going to have in your inbox at 8, or not in your inbox, but it's going to be posted about 8:30 each day, unless there's stuff going crazy or it needs to get out early. Just figure at 8:30, you're sitting down to the office, you've had your first coffee, maybe you've dumped out for the first time, and you're just ready to go. You're ready to kill the day, and you're getting excited to start. So that's kind of where we've gone with the idea of let's do it at 8:30. My East Coast folks, they've already been there. West Coast, you're just getting up. So we'll start there, and it will be focused on Wisconsin sports, just like our website, just like our podcast, but there are going to be nights where I'm not going to really want to talk about sports. There's not much to talk about. Today's a great example. You know, if we were doing a normal show, I'm sure we would talk a little bit about Badger basketball. But at the same time, I'm going to be writing about Badger basketball tonight. So I don't really want to step on those toes. I might look for other angles, look for other things to talk about. And also, too, I don't want to step on the podcast, the main podcast, Tapping the Keg. When we do Tapping the Kegs, Mitch and I won't be doing this. I think we're taping tomorrow night or today. This is going up Wednesday morning, so I think we're taping today. So I won't tape Wednesday night. So this will be a one-timer, and then I'll be back again Thursday night, get you ready for Friday, get you ready for the weekend. So everything's going to be different. So this is the first one. You know, this is January 3rd. New year, new me, as they say. Or it's new year, same me. Seen that? New year, same us. That's cheesy as fuck, by the way. This is kind of a new venture that I'm going out into. I basically asked my roommate, Mike. I said, hey, do you hear me when I'm, like, in my room? You know, and granted, I mean, good call out because just, you know, other stuff. But, yeah, he's like, no, I don't really. And so I'm like, all right, great. So I can kind of do this podcast late night. You know, it's 10, 15, nearly 11 o'clock right now. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, great. Awesome. So I got his approval. And once I got his approval, then we were off and running. This first episode, I think it's more going to be just kind of why I thought about this, why I wanted to do this. And in a way, it's going to definitely just sort of explain what's going on. What's the future of SnowTap? Where do I see it going? And address anything that, you know, might be out there. And then sort of look ahead to what's this going to be like and how is this going to be something that we're going to kind of grow the brand and expand that brand as I'm trying to. I think more than ever before. Definitely thought, you know, that I had opportunities. I feel like SnowTapWI has some really strong things about it. I know that there's a lot more we could do, and just we're limited by the fact that I'm the only writer. Mitch helps me out with the podcast. You know, if Murph was around, I think Murph would do a little bit more. But we're really a staff of three. And I asked for writers and nobody got back to me, which is fine. Like, I really don't care. And I would love people to, you know, contribute and to be a part of the site. And the invitation's always open. The door's always open. So I just want people to say, think of this as an opportunity. If you do have interest or you have an idea, you know, shoot me an email. Talk to me about something you want to do. I'm definitely all ears at this point. Don't ever think like that's not possible. But before, you know, we get too far into like the weeds of SnowTap or what's going into my head, let's just kind of do a 5 W's classic J school thing about what's the Daily Tap. You know, the Daily Tap is going to be all things. Like, there are things, I love Mitch. I think Mitch is as good of a guy, but there are some things that just Mitch doesn't want to talk about, or that he doesn't have a take for everything. And I seem to have an opinion about everything. And so, you know, things like college basketball, things like golf, things like reality television, you know, big time reality television season right now. We got The Bachelor going on. We have The Challenge, Vanderpump Rules. I've been watching Florida Bama Shore each week. I think Summer House comes back in a few weeks. Like, I know there are a few of you who probably don't give a shit and probably won't listen to the episodes when I'm just talking about reality TV. Probably Monday nights, just for a forewarn. So Tuesday morning, you're going to probably get a lot of reality television that day. But here's the thing. I like talking about that stuff. I know Mitch probably doesn't. Mitch doesn't have an opinion. Mitch doesn't want to talk about that stuff. So I'm trying to keep, you know, two sides of this. And sometimes I just want to talk about things that have nothing to do with sports. You know, I'm sure we're going to get a podcast. When I get pissed off at the gym because there are people there that haven't been there all year and that are just showing up now, which I know, like, it's like the cool hip thing to, like, not be the gym guy. But guess what? I am the gym guy and shit pisses me off. So we're going to talk about that. You know, we're going to have those conversations. I think you guys are going to see that this is going to be a wide-ranging daily podcast. It's almost going to be like a diary of things. And, you know, we're hopefully going to have some segments, hopefully do some fun stuff where we can just sort of, you know, get going in this. And it's going to take a while. And obviously, I'd love your feedback. If you've already subscribed to us on iTunes, you are a good friend. And please let me know of anything that we can do, anything we can do to amplify it, anything you want to see. And we'll sort of go there. You know, when are you doing this? I'm probably doing them each, like I said, each night when Tavin the Keg isn't happening. I will be doing them, I think, I'm holding myself to trying to do them on Saturdays and Sundays when I have the chance. It won't be probably taped Friday night, and it'll probably be taped sometime during the day on Saturday, and then sometime during the day on Sunday. Either I'll do something right before the games or after the games, because usually there are sporting events taking place. With football going on, probably going to try to get stuff out before the games. And usually Bucks are playing on Saturday night, so more be a preview of the day in sports and talk about maybe what's already happened. You know, if Marquette, Wisconsin had some early college hoops games, we can get a quick reaction, quick take on that. So I'll kind of structure the weekends around the games, especially in the – are there going to be days where I'm not going to be able to do this? Absolutely. You know, I travel a little bit for the day job, and if I'm out, then I don't know if I'm going to bring the podcast with me. And if shit's going well and I start seeing it, you know, I get a little narcissistic. I'm not going to lie to you. I have a little bit of an ego. I might bring all the shit with me and just start and tape the fucker from my hotel room. I'll deal with people being upset at me. The other thing, too, to know, and you can probably tell by some of the language, it's going to be a little more off the cuff than Tavin the Keg. I think Mitch and I keep a level of decorum, and I'm still going to keep a quorum. I'm still going to be respectful, but is it something that I would listen to just out loud in your office? Maybe not. Maybe just save it for a drive. Maybe save it for your morning drive. Save it for just your headphones and just me and you talking, because here's the thing. I want it to be like I'm having a conversation with you at the bar. We try to do that at Tavin the Keg, and I kind of want to keep it here. And so if you say, you're not being professional or anything like that, well, I don't care. I really don't. It's not meant to do this. I've been wrestling, and you guys will probably have read it already, but I haven't wrote it yet, but I've planned to write about Bob McGinn and just what he did with Ted Thompson today, and I thought it was bullshit. And I like Bob McGinn, and Bob McGinn's definitely like a football writer, and if you want to be in the football biz, you shouldn't be trashing Bob McGinn. But I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. You just can't say that stuff, and I think it needs to be said, and we'll just go forward with it. So that is what it is. I'm not going to try to burn a ton of bridges. I know. I remember Aaron Nagler always said, you know, his biggest regret was that he burned too many bridges growing up, and or as he kind of went on in his with Cheesehead TV and everything like that. And I totally see that. And I'm not going to just completely trash Bob McGinn. I'm just going to call out that, you know, that this was something seeking for attention and everything like that. So I'm sure you've already read it. If you haven't read it yet, check it out on StoneTapWY. It's a website. Where is my apartment? We'll find a name for my apartment. We'll see what this is about. We've already talked about how are you going to do this? I mean, I've got my Blue Yeti set up. Hopefully my sound sounds good. You guys let me know, obviously. I will try to link out the SoundCloud version to the Night Crowd, so if you guys have some interest in listening. But then it'll be on the website. It'll be, obviously, a place for you guys to subscribe. Kind of will introduce the Daily Tap this week as part of the iTunes announcement. I hope you guys all saw that. That we're now on iTunes. It only took 265 episodes, but we're finally there. Really excited about that. It's a really big accomplishment, and kind of, I think, what's put this forward and started to started to really, really go there. Rapid fire takes. I don't know if this will be a recurring theme. I'm just kind of getting my feet wet. But as we're getting to the end of this and wrapping it up, just a few things that are on my mind. Final shots, if you will. I think Jim Rome once called it the final burn. Rome is burning. I don't have a good Jim Rome. I'm not PFT commenter. Okay. Aaron Rodgers apparently is dating Danica Patrick. That's a little weird, but whatever. Do him. I guess she's a Bears fan. People freak out about that, and that's just fucking idiot Packer fans. Julian, if you guys are following The Bachelor, Chelsea was kind of made out to be the villain. Apparently, she was banging Julian Edelman. Good for her. Julian Edelman is a stud. Julian Edelman, I don't like short guys usually. That's probably going to be a podcast. We're going to talk about how much I hate short guys. And when that podcast drops, I'll probably say there are a few exceptions to the rules, and Julian Edelman is one of them. He's a dude, and he's an acceptable short dude. So good for her. Like I said, the Badgers won. Recap's going to be coming. Ethan Happ, I thought, played the best game of the season. Badgers probably played one of their best games this season. I don't think Indiana's that good, but they got to beat these wins now with 7 losses. Kind of their backs are legitimately against the wall. They have no real room for error. They have 2 more against Rutgers and Nebraska. I'll be curious to see how they handle both on the road. Those are big tests before having to go to Purdue. The Badgers also have to play on Friday. Once again, the Big Ten has the scariest schedule, and it is always going to be hilarious that they kiss the ass of Madison Square Garden with this dumbass schedule. So other college basketball notes, Texas Tech beating Kansas at Kansas. Crazy. Good win for Chris Beard. Definitely been a weird year in college basketball so far. I think Texas A&M got blown out at home by Florida, who kind of looks back after they got all the way up to like the top 5, looked like one of the best teams in the country, and then they lost a few non-conference games. Florida looks back. Florida, I'll probably fall in love with Florida. I like 3-point shooting teams, obviously, with Marquette and Trae Young, who will probably get some podcast love here at some point. And I'll probably fall in love with Florida, too. So I need Florida and Oklahoma and Marquette to, like, play in a triple threat match and just see what happens. Challenge, I've been doing 60-second challenge reviews. That's another new thing that I'm doing. I'm just trying all the new things. I'm just, you know, spreading my options and spreading them open. I love the challenge tonight. I thought it was as good, the better than anything that Dirty 30 came out with. I think that the cast is pretty set up. I think MTV realized that it was being the same people. So they bring in new people from different shows, different countries. I thought it was really a smart move by MTV and really something that can bring back the fact that Brad, I didn't realize it was Brad. I saw the beard and I had no idea who the hell that was. That's clearly a divorce beard. And then he hooks up with Brittany right off the bat. And he's balding. I got to give him credit, man. Like, I think Brad's a complete douchebag. But, I mean, more power to him, I guess. And Marie sucks. And just, I wish she would not be a part of this show. But, you know, we gotta hate somebody. So that's that. I think that's about it. I'm gonna probably sign this off before I keep rambling. But anyways, it's First Daily Tap. Like I said, you can find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SnowTapWY. Hopefully you've subscribed on iTunes. If you can't, the link is on SoundCloud. I think I'm gonna try to put the link as many places as I can. So make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes. And we shall talk maybe tomorrow. If we end up doing a podcast on Thursday night, I'll be back tomorrow. If we do it tomorrow night, I will be back Thursday night. So look for that, and we shall talk soon. Any questions, feel free to hit me up on all those channels, and we can chat. So, okay, day 1, episode 1 is in the books. Take care, Tappers. Have a good one.